by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new dinner specials on Thursday through Saturday. And check out the great new golf shop.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
Double dose of baseball today at 5:08 Eastern Time. It's Game 3 of the American League Championship Series in Cleveland. Guardians home to the Yankees with the Yankees up 2-0. Then tonight in Queens, Dodgers and Mets, 8:08 Eastern Time. Dodgers up 2-1 in the National League Championship Series with the Game 4 this evening. Some news just in from the NBA. A report from ESPN says that Clippers forward Kawhi Leonard will not be available for the start of the season, and right now there's no timetable for him to return as he rehabilitates inflammation in his knee. Week 7 of the NFL season starts tonight with the Broncos and Saints at 8:15 Eastern Time. The Athletic reports the Chargers and Steelers, along with the Saints, have reached out to the Jets about wide receiver Mike Williams. Giants wide receiver Malik Nabers was a full participant in practice today, trying to return from a concussion. Commanders running back Brian Robinson was able to practice, while the Titans released veteran safety Jamal Adams.
Fox Sports update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
Ag Information Network, this is your agribusiness update. The Mormon Church's real estate arm is spending $289 million to acquire tens of thousands of acres of farmland across eight states. Farmland Reserve, a nonprofit arm of LDS, is buying a total of 46 farms. The farms encompass over 41,000 acres in Arkansas, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and the Carolinas. CEO Doug Rose says they plan to lease these productive farms to local farmers. Global agriculture productivity is falling behind the curve, according to a new report by Virginia Tech. The report's executive editor, Tom Thompson, says global agricultural productivity growth has slowed from 1.9% annually during 2001-10 to 0.7% annually during 2013-22. Thompson says the dramatic slowdown will prevent us from reaching our agricultural production and sustainability goals by 2050, with potentially dire impacts on food and nutrition safety. U.S. agricultural exports were $13.01 billion in August, unchanged from July. Imports of $17.2 billion were down 2% from July, resulting in a monthly trade deficit of $4.18 billion. AgWeb reports exports thus far this fiscal year totals $161.3 billion compared to imports of $188.8 billion, creating a cumulative deficit of $27.5 billion.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has reneged on its promise to let America's cattle ranchers choose the type of animal identification device that best fits their operations. Ranchers can now use low-cost ear tags, or they can use the high-cost electronic identification, or EID, ear tags, giving ranchers the choices of fundamental value we all understand. But the USDA wants a one-size-fits-all system, and beginning November 5th, ranchers will be forced to use high-cost EID ear tags when shipping adult cattle across state lines. This freedom and liberty-stripping mandate must be stopped. Congresswoman Harriet Hagman and U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, both from Wyoming, have introduced resolutions to overturn this mandate, and they need your help. Please call your members of Congress and urge them to support the resolutions of disapproval that will overturn the USDA's EID mandate. You can reach your members of Congress by calling 202-224-3121 and ask for them by name. This message is brought to you by RCAF USA.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks are trying to hold on to gains in afternoon trading following another round of economic data suggesting a soft landing scenario for the U.S. economy. The Dow and S&P 500 are on track for new record closes. Both indexes have powered higher since stocks experienced their last batch of turbulence in early September. And the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits last week came down to more recent ranges after a big jump in the previous week due to hurricanes in the southeast. Applications for jobless claims falling by 19,000 to 241,000 last week. Shares of Travelers are up nearly 8%. The auto and homeowner insurance provider is heading for a record close after delivering record third quarter profits that blew past Wall Street projections. Insurance companies have been benefiting from charging customers higher prices for policies. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Hey, Donald Trump Jr. here. Central banks are buying gold at record amounts, and the trend is accelerating in 2024. They see the writing on the wall. The dollar is failing. Is gold the answer for you, too? To find out, get a free info kit from Birch Gold Group by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold, the only gold company I trust, right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peak Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Hi, I'm Wesley Dawes with Stove and Spa Center, and it might be hot now, but winter is just around the corner. So Stove & Spa Center is having a huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. We're overstocked, so don't miss out on big savings on quality cast wood and gas stoves by Hearthstone. How would you like being warmer this next winter and save money too? It's possible with a gas or wood stove from Hearthstone. Hearthstone's highly efficient wood and gas stoves come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Hearthstone stoves and inserts during Stove & Spa Center's big sale. All the products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Hearthstone stoves during Stove & Spa Center's 36th anniversary sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove & Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbrail and Moore Roads.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Today, mind-bogglers from the new wave of regulation. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
Yesterday, I discussed a recent speech by Dr. Murray Wiedenbaum concerning a new wave of regulation that threatens to bankrupt small business and raise prices for American consumers. Dr. Wiedenbaum pointed out that small business is reeling under a mountain of paperwork and is finding it impossible to determine what it is the new regulators really want. But there are other problems as well. They stem from the narrow focus of each of the new agencies. Some of their mandates contradict not only a healthy economy and low prices, but each other. Since each of the new agencies cares only about its own legal role, the larger picture is invariably lost. For example, Dr. Wiedenbaum tells us the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, requires backup alarms on vehicles at construction sites. Nothing wrong with that. But then OSHA says the workers on those sites have to wear earplugs for protection against noise pollution, which means they can't hear those required alarms if they ring. Here's a single agency pursuing two worthy but contradictory goals. Which one does the small businessman choose to follow? Then there's the case of a woman who wants to legally wash her children's pajamas in New York State. Now that sounds like a pretty fundamental freedom, but the Consumer Product Safety Commission says the only way you can legally wash pajamas without washing out fireproof materials, which are required by that same commission, is to do so with phosphate detergents. But in 1973, in a move against water pollution, New York said it was illegal to use phosphate detergents. So, mama has to choose between fire hazard to her child or committing an act of illegal laundry. The hidden costs of this new wave of regulation are immense. I've already mentioned the enormous cost of the paperwork alone. There's also the cost of the bureaucrats themselves, more than $63,000 at a cool $2 billion a year. And there's the cost to the public in the decline in new technological improvements. The longer it takes for a new product or invention to win government approval, the less chance that a business will ever find it advantageous to market the product or utilize the invention. This is already evident in the decline of new drugs and medicines because of Federal Drug Administration regulations. Most of all, these regulations increase the cost of producing a product to the point where often only big business can stay in the field. When a business has 3 or 4 employees and has as many forms to fill out as a firm with 3 or 4,000, you know who's going to go under. The result is less competition, bigger business, and higher prices. Dr. Wiedenbaum's conclusion on the new wave of regulation says it all. Quote, "No realistic evaluation of the practice of government regulation fits the notion of benign and wise officials making altogether sensible decisions in the society's greater interests. Instead, we find waste, bias, stupidity, concentration on trivia, conflicts among the regulators, and worst of all, arbitrary and uncontrolled power." Unquote. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I'm your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. It's the best place in this county for local and investigative reporting. Today on the show, I have both Attorney Mike Nolan and Eric Gorham. Eric is the manager of
Madrone Landscapes there in Atascadero.
And they are also one of the top landscaping on the Central Coast.
We try, yeah. Been doing it for almost 50 years now, so. Well, not necessarily me, but the company. I started when I was one, but.
I was giving him a scrutiny look going, I don't see enough gray there. but today we're going to be doing, we're going to be going over the presidential election and some of the national politics. As everyone knows, when Biden got out of the race, Kamala immediately.
Oh, you're mispronouncing her name on purpose.
Kamala went into the lead very quickly. She was doing absolutely fabulous. But over the last probably week and a half, she has done a lot of talk shows, news shows, interviews, and her ratings have plummeted. But we have to look at the ratings in two different ways. First of all, if you just look at the flat ratings, who is winning, it actually has Harris at 48.5% to Trump's 46.1%. But then if you actually look at a rating where they look at each state and say, okay, this state generally goes more for Harris. I'm just going to save myself there. And for Democrats over the last, you know, in 2020, in 2016, in 2014, they weigh it by the closest election. And in all the weighted polls, Trump is winning. There are some states that are weighted for Trump, others against Trump, some for Harris, others against Harris. But in weighted polls, in every one of them, Trump is right about 58%. But where I like to go to really get what I think are the best odds are the bookmakers. And right now, if you look at bookmakers, people taking bets on the presidential election, right now it's 58.1% Trump and 40.9% Harris. Those things have dramatically changed today. What we're going to do today, we're going to go over why this is happening. What has caused this about face in the last 2 weeks? We're going to talk about some of the interviews, some of the things they've both said, and also another alleged assassination attempt against Trump. And Mike, I'm going to bring you on first.
Yes. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Mike. It's nice to have you back on the show. Thank you for coming on.
It's
what
great
do
to be
you
with
think?
You.
What do you think has caused this dramatic change in the last 2 weeks? What do you think the top causes of the change in public opinion?
Well, I was noticing on Real Clear Politics there. If you go on their website, and they aggregate all the polls together state by state. And there has been a movement towards Trump in there. And if you look, they'll say, how the states vote, no swing states, just who's ahead where. And right now, they've just given Wisconsin to Trump in that. Now, that's not to say the election's close. They're just saying, if you aggregate all the polls in Wisconsin, Trump's in the lead. And the same is true in Michigan and Pennsylvania, Georgia and North Carolina and Nevada and Arizona. And that gives him, what they say, 312 electoral votes to only 226 for the Harris-Waltz ticket. So I just want to say there is this perception of a movement towards Trump. Why is that happening? My personal belief is that if you look in American history, all the people who get elected president have come from states where they had to deal with a robust opposition party. And Harris is in the situation where he's never had to run against a Republican party that had any chance of beating her, except once when she barely won the election for attorney general in 2010, and she defeated the district attorney of Los Angeles County. Having said that, it's Yeah, she just hasn't displayed the ability, or her staff primarily, I think her campaign people, don't realize that they're in a competitive, that in most states there's a competition between Democrats and Republicans. And maybe not most states, but the states that count. And the way you win is you have to connect with the members of the opposition party. She's trying to do that, but Liz Cheney and former Congressman Kissinger are the Trump never-enders, the never-Trump people are not the Republicans she needs to get. She needs to get Republicans who have voted for Trump, and her campaign is not geared for that. That's where I think she's falling down on the job.
No, I agree. I also see in a lot of these states, there's, some of them anyway, there's a larger African-American demographic, and she's not hitting it with the African-American male for whatever reason. And, to me, this is kind of Trump's to lose in those swing states, because he needs to go show them who she is. And, when you're sitting here in California, you don't get to see those advertisements or radios because, Trump's not pushing here because the chances of him taking California are minuscule at best. So, we don't get to see all those battleground commercials. I wish I did. And I'm sure I could look them up, but just to see how they're doing. But it's interesting just, the outreach they're doing right now. But I don't think she has that appeal. I think, if you look at her past, and people have, especially the younger people that may be voting, I think you see her going back and forth on issues, especially when it comes to, racial issues as when it comes to criminal offenses, et cetera, and her flippant attitude towards minorities that I think is biting her now. Because I've seen different forums online, et cetera, where you have younger people, younger black males, et cetera, that just do not like her because of what her attitude has been, her bragging as being a district attorney. And, what's good for the goose isn't always good for the gander. And that goes back for years. You can go back for years and look at her kind of bragging about things that really aren't worth bragging about.
Well, a lot of people in this country have trouble with the law, even if it's just getting a traffic ticket or getting a jaywalking ticket. And there's a, between someone who prosecutes people and then someone who has been prosecuted, I also think there's a lot of especially men have an affinity to Trump because he's been prosecuted, and they don't like prosecutors, especially if they've run up against authority, and everyone thinks in an unjust way. So there's that, but there's also this idea that she can't get a hold on the immigration issue. And when she had her discussion last night with her shortened interview with Brett Baer, her response was, "Oh, immigration, the Congress has to fix it, not me." And that's not what Americans elect a president to do. They elect a president to act, to do something, especially when Congress doesn't act. And no one has faith that Congress can pull anything out of a hat, do anything legislatively, unless the president, whoever it is, has the ability to, beat them and whip them and get them in line and make deals. And her hands-off attitude just rings hollow.
Yeah, and I think people realize that she would have a pen. If she was the president, she'd have a pen. And, we saw what Trump did with a pen and what Trump did, on immigration, just with his words. And one of the things I've kind of noticed that I think you hear this all the time in elections, but I think it's really causing her problems because of some of her statements lately where she says, she's going to fix all these problems that she's been a part of for all these years. But she's also going in and saying she wouldn't do anything different than what our current president did, but she's going to fix it all. And I think it's coming to roost at this point. And you hear that, but this election, I've never really believed that, but this one I kind of do. People are going, what? you wouldn't change anything, but you're going to fix all our problems. Why would there be problems if you wouldn't change any? I mean, I think her own words have kind of haunted her, and people are going, maybe she is the problem or part of the problem.
Well, it reminds me of the old ad campaign, and I'm not sure if it was Tide or what. You know, they come out with a new formula, and I apologize to the Tide Corporation if I'm wrong. But the campaign was, we have a brand new, completely different Tide, which is just like old Tide.
Right.
You know, just like the old Tide you had, only completely different. And her campaign is, I am just like Joe Biden, only except that I'm completely different from him.
Right.
And that, if you stop and think about that for a minute, you're like, wait a minute, you can't be both. That's all. And Trump has the advantage of being an authentic person. You may not like him. Many people think he's a lunatic, but he's authentic. You know, he is what he is. There's no hidden packaging with him. And the problem with the vice president is it's like one of those bags that, you know, a surprise. You get a little. I think they sell them on eBay or something. You know, here, a surprise bag.
Right.
You don't know what's in the bag. You just bid to get it and wonder what's inside.
What's interesting, I've heard a lot of Democrats say they are going to vote for Trump, and it's kind of the devil, and it goes to what you're saying. It's the devil you know, as opposed to, you know, they look at Kamala as the devil, but they don't know her. They don't know what she's going to do. It seems like a bag of tricks. You don't know what's going to come up. So with Trump, this guy said he was going to do X, Y, and Z. He does. He at the very least, he attempts to do, you know, fulfill his campaign promises. We saw that in the first 4 years, whether he was able to do them all or not, different case, but he also had opposition. I don't know how many presidents had an opposition force put in line for their four-year term.
You're absolutely right, Eric. Trump had this, and I don't think he understood until towards the end of his, I don't think he ever understood throughout his 4 years how deep and the opposition was to him and how they would do anything to stop him. I think he realizes that now, but
and it didn't matter if he was doing something good or bad, they were going to stop anything from happening. He was going to be a lame duck president is what they tried to accomplish.
Right. I fully agree with you on that. So the value of the vice president is her campaign is to, and I have to say, I call her vice president because I don't want to end up being criticized for mispronouncing her first name. all I can say is you go back and look at old newsreels from the 1930s, and half of the Democrats who supported Franklin D. Roosevelt mispronounced his name as Roosevelt. Or Theodore Roosevelt, saying Roosevelt. And if you read their letters, Theodore Roosevelt, they make a joke about that, but they never took it personally, especially if the people, they never took it personally, and they were just happy that people knew who they were and were listening to them and might vote for them, regardless of how they mispronounced their name. And it shows, to me, a sense of fragility to begin to get all weepy because someone pronounces your name with a Spanish accent as opposed to the way that you say it should be pronounced. That's my two bits.
Did anybody watch? Did either of you watch the interview with Anderson Cooper and Abel Maldonado a couple days ago?
I did not.
So he had Bernstein on with him. He had Abel Maldonado, and he had a massive Harris supporter. I can't think of her name, Navarro. And so you had three huge Harris supporters and one Trump supporter on the show. And they got really into allegations that he's a fascist, that his generals find him a fascist. He's a fascist. And Maldonado, they said, don't you think he's a fascist? And he said, no. And then they said, but isn't some of the things he says in a fascist manner? And he made a comment that he was New York, and it erupted. I mean, Cooper actually told Maldonado, that's bullshit. But we'll get back. Well, I'll ask you both about that after we get a word from our sponsors.
The customer service and workmanship at Davis Body Shop is first rate.
Jessica, who is a North County resident, talks about her experience at Davis Body Shop.
Lori, Eric, and Patrick were super helpful. Patrick did a great job ensuring that everything my car needed was done in an incredibly fast time. My car looks amazing inside and out. For body work and customer care, Davis is the best, and we would never take our cars anywhere else.
Davis Body Shop has repaired well over 80,000 vehicles since 1962, and today Davis is the longest established shop on the Central Coast. If you ever need the services of Davis Body Shop, remember, they are San Luis Obispo County's most honored, respected, and trusted auto collision specialist with two locations, on El Camino Real with a convenient enterprise car rental facility, and Davis Body Shop on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Listen to the actual Yelp review by Paso Robles Glass from our happy customer. I had a tough time deciding whether it was worth the money to replace my single-pane aluminum windows with new efficient ones. Only so much money and multiple things that could be updated in my house. Brandon and Steven just left my house after spending 2 days putting in all the new Milgard Trinzic windows. Best money I have ever spent. I never imagined new windows could change the look of a house so much. The best part was all the time that Brandon and Steven took showing pride in their work, making sure I was taken care of as their customer. The customer service they provided made every dollar I spent worth it. I would recommend Paso Robles Glass and their staff to anyone looking to get glass work done. Too bad more companies don't operate and care about their customers like Paso Robles Glass does. A really refreshing experience. Signed by our customer, Eric R.
Paso Robles Glass, the Milgard replacement window masters. Call for your free in-home sales consultation for Milgard Trinzic windows and doors. 805-238-4014.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
We see you there, stuck in traffic, maybe a cubicle, daydreaming about an escape, a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. We're going big this October at Chumash Casino Resort, giving away over $500,000 in cash and prizes. That's something. Everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawings every Sunday, earn entries now. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veeley. I'm your host on Wednesday and Thursday. And today I have Eric Gorham and Mike Nolan. We are talking the presidential election. And if anyone missed it, I just brought up there was an Anderson Cooper on his 360 show. He had journalist Carl Bernstein, Harris supporter Anna Navarro, and former Lieutenant Governor of California, Abel Maldonado from Santa Maria, on the show, and they got very heavy into arguing that Trump is a fascist, and it was it got to the point where Anderson Cooper actually got very loud and said, "That's bullshit." When Maldonado tried to say he's from New York, they talk like that. So I'll let you go first, Mike. What do you think about all the arguments about claiming that he's a fascist?
Well, I'll just if you want a fascist symbol, look at the back of the Roosevelt dime. that's the old Mercury dime specifically had the fascies, which is a symbol of authority, and from the Roman Empire, which was adopted by Mussolini in Italy. And that's where the idea of fascist. So to throw the word out, you have to be careful about what you actually mean by that. But their idea is that actually they don't want to say that Trump is a Nazi, basically. And that's not credible. And part of that also is that the United States is kind of robust in all this. In its government, and the idea that one guy, even the president, could just turn the whole country around as a dictator is preposterous. It can't be done. The trouble that Trump has to do is he has to convince people to make. In other words, the president is a salesman, has to convince people to support him, and extremist philosophy is not may appeal to some people, but it's not going to appeal to everybody or to a majority, to a constitutional majority. And so it's Anderson Cooper and the people who were supporting him in that. Strike me as being intellectually lazy. They just don't like Trump, and so they just dig up the worst word that they can think of. And the problem is, labels don't matter to voters. Voters want you to identify the issue and tell you how you're going to fix things. How are you going to make life better? And just to say, well, we can't. Well, no. You can't do this. Well, no, you just identify the issue and tell people how you're going to fix it. And let the voters decide.
No, I think too, when you look back at his 4 years as the president, he really did what he could on his own because it was the only way to get anything done. But he probably got a very good education in what a constitutional republic was just because of everybody trying to stop him. And I don't want to keep beating that horse, but to say he's a fascist, he did what he could with his pen or with words. And I think that stood out on the border. You know, when he became the president, people went, okay, maybe we can't go over there anymore, you know? But yeah, I mean, throughout his term, all he did was run in and try to play the game of working, congressmen and senators, et cetera, and just to get a cabinet in place. He couldn't even do that necessarily. So it's kind of a ridiculous statement in my mind, just to see what he had to do in those 4 years.
Well, let me just throw in that before the term fascist was found, any president in the history of the United States that was proactive, that took an active actions to govern the country and to accomplish things was they were a king. Andrew Jackson was King Andrew the First of his opponents. Abraham Lincoln was a tyrant, and the state song of Maryland, "Oh My Maryland, My Maryland," which is talks about getting rid of the tyrants. Well, that was written against Abraham Lincoln.
We have about 10 seconds, and we got to take our top of the hour break.
That's all. That's all I would say. Everyone says that. Everyone claims that if they don't like the president, they claim he's a dictator.
And we'll be back after our top of the hour break.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.